Om Jnanadhimadannasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave.
A dual purpose fire sacrifice. There'll be a first initiation, Harinam initiation, and several second Diksha initiations, followed by a special Mahayagya, which is to invoke empowerment to the devotees for the December marathon all around the world. And we'll be doing special mantras given to us by the pundits in Mayapur. That will come just after the Mangalacharana. That will be the conclusion to the first and second initiation. And our esteemed priest Raghu Prabhu has come all the way from Vrindavan to help install all the paraphernalia. And just after that, as I had agreed to do for the Mahayagya, I will sit in the seat to finish the mantras. And we'll have, first of all, the purification rite that Raghu will lead. Then we're going to chant the Brahma Samhita together. And then we're going to have a talk by His Holiness Keshav Bharti Maharaj and myself about the importance of initiation. And then the devotees, one by one, will come up to receive their, either in the case of the first initiate, Austin Prabhu, first initiation will receive his name from and beads from Keshav Bharti Maharaj. In the case of second initiation, initiates will come up and receive a Brahmin thread and a certificate. And then we'll have the fire yajna, first for the initiates and then for the Mahayagya. Thank you very much. We also have several devotees with Bhagavatams in the audience. And during many of the proceedings, they'll be reading out loud, so don't be alarmed that they're not paying attention. This was Prabhupada's mandate, to have the vibration of the Bhagavatam going during the initiation ceremony. And now we'll turn the stage over to His Grace Raghu Prabhu, who will begin the purification rite of doing achmana. Gaur Premanande. Oh, please, be enthusiastic. Gaur Premanande. That was about a 2 on a scale of 10. So try to get up to 4 if you can. Gaur Premanande. Thank you, thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay, now everyone should have an achman in front of them. Do you have an achman cup? Austin, you share. Sharing means caring. So now, please repeat after me. This is a mantra which says, whatever condition I am in now, pure or impure, by remembering the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of God, I have become inwardly and outwardly purified. Om. You got to chant loud, otherwise, what can we do? Om. Apavitra. Pavitrova. Sarvavastan. Gatopiva. Yasmare. Pundarikaksham. Sabhavya. Abhyantara. Shuchihi. Shri Vishnu. Shri Vishnu. Shri Vishnu. Now please take the spoon in your left hand and put the water in your right palm and say the mantra, Om Keshavaya Namaha. And then another time, and help Austin also to make sure he gets. Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Can you take one for me?
Om Keshavaya Namaha. Om Madhavaya Namaha. Om Apavitra Pavitrava sarvavastan gatopiva yasmaret pundarikaksham sababya abhyantara shuchihi Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. Now Achman again, please. Om Keshavaya Namaha. Om Narayanaya Namaha. Om Madhavaya Namaha. Om Apavitra Pavitrava Sarvavastan Gatopiva Yasmare Pundarikaksham Sarvabhya Abhyantara Shuchihi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu. One more time, Achman, please. Om Keshavaya Namaha. Om Narayanaya Namaha. Om Madhavaya Namaha. And now we'll chant some verses from the Sri Brahma Samhita together. So if you have your, if you have a phone with it on, okay, grab it if you have it. And if you don't have it, then you can follow, and you don't know it, you can follow along with the Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Ishvara Paramakrishna and then Chintamani. Thank you. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sakchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Chintamani Prakara Sadma Sukalpa Viksha Lakshavriteshu Surabira Pipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasrata Sambrama Sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Venum Kwanantam Aravindam Dalayataksham Arhavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kantarpakotikamani Avishesha Shobham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Alola Chandra Kala Sarvana Malyavamshi Ratnangadam Pranaya Keli Kalavilasam Shamam Tribangalalitam Niyata Prakasham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Angani Yasa Sakalendri Ritimanti Pashanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti Ananda chinmaya sadujvala vigrahasya Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Advaitam achyutam anadim anantarupam Adhyapuran purusham navayauvanam cha Vedeshu dulamama dulamama bhakto Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Pantastu Koti Shatavatsara Sambragamyo Vayoradhapi Manaso Munipungavanam Sopyasti Yapraparasimya Vichintya Tatve Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ekopya saura charitum jagaranda kotim Yachakti rasti jagadanna chayaya dantaha Andanta rasta paramanu chayanta rastam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yad bhava bhavitariyo manujasta taiva Samprapya rupa mahima shayanara bhusha Suktaryameva nigama pratitaistuvanti Govindamadi Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhis Tabirya E Rupa Talakarabhi Goloka E Namadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Premanjana Chudita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksa Deva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yamshama Sundarama Chintya Gunaswarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ramadi Murti Shakalani Amena Tishtan Nana Vatara Makaro Bhuvanesha Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapumanyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti Koti Shashesha Vasudhari Vibhuti Binam Tad Brahma Nishkalam Anantam Ashesha Bhutam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Maya hi yasya jagadanya shatani sute Traigunya tad vishaya veda vitaya mana Sattvavalambi parasattvam vishuddha sattvam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ananda chinmaya rasat mataya manasu Ya praninam pratipalam smarutam upetya Lilayitena bhuvanani jayatya jastram Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Devi Mahesha Haridama Suteshu Teshu Tete Prabhavani Jaya Vihitascha Yena Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Shristi Stiti Pralaya Sarana Shakti Reka Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Vibharati Durga Ichchanu Rupam Api Yasya Chachesta Tesa Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Shiram Yatarada Vikara Vishesha Yogat Sanjayate Nahitata Pratigasti Heto Yashambhutam apitata samupaiti karyat Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Dipacha eva hidashantanamabhyapetya Dipayate vravata hetu samana dharma Yastadrageva hita vishnucha yavibhati Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yakaranarnabhajale pachatisma yoga Nidramananta jagaranna saroma kupaha Adhara shaktim avalamya paramsma murtim Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yashaika nishvasita kalamatavalambya Jivanti loma vilaja jagaranna nata Vishnur Mahansa Ihayasya Kala Vishesho Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Basvanyatasma Sakaleshnu Jeshiteja Swiyam Kiya Prakatayata Vitadvadatra Brahmaya Esha Jagadanda Vitana Karta Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yat pada pallava yugam viridaya kumba dvanve pranama samaye saganadi raja vignan vinhanta malamasya jagatrayasya Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Agnir mahi ganganamam mumuru dishascha kalastatatma manasiti jagatrayani Yasmad bhavanti vivavanti vishanti yamcha Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yat shakshuresha savita sakalagrahanam Raja samasta suramurti rashesha tejaha Yasyagnaya brahmati sambrata kala chakra govindamari purusham tama dharmo tapapa nichayashuta yastapamsi brahmari kita patagavada yascha jiva yadatra matra vibhava prakata prabhava govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami yastvindra gopamata vindra mahotsa karma bandhanu rupa palabhajana matanoti karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami yam krodha kama sahaja pranayadi piti vatsalya moha guru gaurava sevya bhavai sanchintya tasya sadrishim tanama purete govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami shriya kanta kanta parama purusha kalpataravo dhruva bhumishchinta mani ganamai tayam amritam kataganam natyam gamanamapi vamshi priyasaki chidanandam jyoti paramapi taraswadyam apicha sayatra shirabhi sravati surabhi vyashya sumahan nimesha jyakyo vavrachati nahi atrapi samayaha vaje shweta dvipam tamahamiha golokamitiyam vidantaste shantakshiti viralachara katipaye ishvara parama krishna sakshiranda vigraha anadiradir govinda sarvakarana karanam iti sri brahma sanghita sampurnam hari om.
My turn.
You sure?
As long as you hold
is this loud enough? Are you sure? It has to be really loud to get through to your hearts.
It's not very loud at all.
If you hold it close, it is. Otherwise.
This is as close as it gets. Om Ajnanatimidandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadhati Sapadantikam Mukham Karudi Vachalam Pangam Longayate Gidim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shigurun Dinitadanam Namashreshtamanam Apisachi Putram Atrasarupam Rupam Tasyagrajim Urupurim Maturim Goshtavatim Radhakundam Girivadamaho Radhika Madhavasam Prapto Yasya Pritita Kripiyo Shigurun Tandatosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutade Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Vashchatya Deshatarine Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So we're here gathered today in this holy spot, the holiest of holy spots, the foot of Govardhan, Shri Giridhar Govardhan, to welcome a devotee into the Gaudiya Vaishnava, Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, and to give the Maha Mantra, the Gayatri Mantras, the follow-up mantras, the second initiation to a group of devotees. We offer our humble obeisances unto His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Pray for His mercy, His blessings. We offer our obeisances to all the previous acharyas who brought us the holy name of the Lord and the holy Gayatri mantras, which we chant to connect ourselves to the Guru Parampara. The Maha Mantra is just that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Of all the mantras in the Vedas, in every Veda is a mantra. Gita is a mantra. Bhagavatam is a mantra. Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're all mantras. But of all the mantras, the Hare Krishna mantra is called the Maha Mantra, because it is made up exclusively of names of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, it is the topmost mantra. It is unusual for persons in our age, with our cultural backgrounds, to be able to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But by our extreme good fortune, after wandering throughout the universe in so many lifetimes, trying to figure it out, how to actually enjoy, we come to this position of understanding that material existence is not everything. There's something more, and we want it. Guru Krishna Prasadi Poi, Bhakti Lata Beach. So this is a very special thing. Lord Chaitanya came. I once heard Gopi Pranadana Prabhu saying a lecture that because we're not really qualified to chant the Hare Krishna mantra in this age, and at the same time, there's an elaborate parashchaya procedure for becoming qualified to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He came and he gave this order to everyone. I order every man in the universe and woman to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and to distribute it. So Gopi Pranadana made a very nice point. He said, in effect, what he did was he initiated all of us into be able to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And then from there, Prabhupada, well, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and our dear Srila Prabhupada organized our lives in such a way that the initiation or the induction into the sampradaya, the reception of the mantra formally, the acceptance of the mantra, the vow, yesham twantakatam papam jananyam punya karmanam te danva te amurmita bhajante mam dridavrataha. This is dridavrataha. This is a great vow, to vow to chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and to promise to follow, to be pure, to, as we say in America, clean up our act. We all need to clean up our act in this material world. Because we've been here for a very long time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We've been here for a very long time. We've done a lot of things. And therefore, we are contaminated. Our hearts are contaminated. And we need to purify ourselves even before we can receive the Maha Mantra. Even though, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's one astounding statement. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. And in another place, the statement is made, one second, don't mind, please. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna, the holy name of Krishna, once, a person is relieved from all the reactions of his sinful life. One can complete the nine processes of devotional service simply by chanting the holy name. And then, Diksha Purascharya Vidi Apiksha Nakari Jiva Sparshe Achandala Sabade Udare. One does not have to undergo initiation or execute the activities required for initiation. One simply has to vibrate the holy name with his lips. Thus, even a man of the lowest class chandala can be delivered. Now, this seems contradictory. Why are we sitting here to have this initiation? And in the purport to this verse, you can all please write it down, and I want Bhakta Austin particularly, because he's coming into this sampradaya now, to study this purport very carefully. I could read it, but it would take too long. We have a lot of things to do, and I want to be as succinct as possible on the order of my best friend and the Yajamana who is performing this sacrifice, his wholesomeness, his divine grace, Vaisheshika Prabhu, Dasadikari. Please study this purport. It is Madhyalila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 15, text 108. Easy to remember. 108. Everybody can remember 108, hopefully. And there, Srila Prabhupada gives a detailed analysis, quoting from all the shastras we can even imagine, why we need to take initiation. It has to do with the vow. Every important thing we do in life, there's some kind of ceremony and some kind of vow to take. Because Krishna, he doesn't give himself cheaply. Now, it's popular to think, oh, I don't need Bhagavatam, I don't need Shastra, all I need is the holy name, and that's it. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Vyaklam. But no, we need the deity worship. We need the second initiation. We need to take the vow. We need to, off our sinful reactions. This is what happened. This is what's going to happen now. The fire, the guru, our founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada, who has given us this blessed process, will absorb the reactions so that we can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because these verses, refer to the chanting of the Ma Mantra without offense. I read this yesterday at the end of our hearing session. The holy name of and the Lord are identical. One who is completely free from the clutches of Maya can understand this fact. The material miseries of a living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this. For the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. One can overcome all misconceptions and entanglement in the material world by practicing Bhakti Yoga. And therefore, Vyasadeva, acting on the instruction of Sri Narada, has very kindly introduced Srimad Bhagavatam to relieve the conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya. Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master instructed him, therefore, that one must read Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and with scrutiny to gradually become attached to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Ma Mantra. So the initiation into the Hare Krishna Ma Mantra comes with caveats, or not caveats, with additional important instructions. The holy name of the Lord, the holy name and the Lord are identical. One who is completely free from the clutches of Maya can understand this fact. This knowledge, which is achieved by the mercy of the spiritual master, places one on the supreme transcendental platform. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself as a fool before his spiritual master, because prior to accepting the shelter of a spiritual master, he could not understand that simply by chanting one can be relieved from all material conditions. But as soon as he became a faithful servant of his spiritual master and followed his instructions, he very easily saw the path of liberation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra must be understood to be devoid of all offenses. The ten offenses against the holy name are as follows. 1. To blaspheme a devotee of the Lord. 2. To consider the Lord and the demigods to be on the same level, or to think that there are many gods. 3. To neglect the orders of the spiritual master. 4. To minimize the authority of scriptures. 5. To interpret the holy name of God. 6. To commit sins on the strength of chanting. 7. To instruct the glories of the Lord's name to the unfaithful. 8. To compare the chanting of the holy name with material piety. 9. To be inattentive while chanting the holy name. And 10. to be attached to material things in spite of the chanting, the holy name. To get the holy name, you must learn the art of chanting without offense. You need the empowerment of our Guru Parampara. You need the empowerment of the Bhagavad Gita. You need the empowerment of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, it's an absolute statement and the Chaitanya Charitamrita. All of these statements are coming from these three shastras, particularly. So, this is a time not only for the initiate, it's a time for all of us who have taken initiation. And perhaps maybe we need to hear this again. And maybe again. And maybe again. And maybe again. Please show up at all the initiation ceremonies from now on. And hear these things again and again and again. So why? So we can become fixed in this conception. The holy name of Krishna is Krishna. If Krishna were to walk right now through the gate and walk right up to us, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what would we do? Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We would fall on our ground. Tears would come out of our eyes. We would be stunned in ecstasy. Every time we chant the name of Krishna, Krishna is dancing on our tongue. But we can't see it. And that's not the holy name's fault. It's not that the holy name is ever contaminated by us. The holy name is ever pure. It's all-powerful. Nam Nam, Akari, Bahuda, Nijasarva Shaktis, Chitrapita, Niyamatak Smarane, Nakalaha, Etadrishi Tavikripa, Bhagavan Mamapi, Durdaivam, Idushamihat, Janinanuragaha. So even though Lord Chaitanya is giving us this benediction, that this all-powerful holy name of the Lord, which is imbued with the full potency of the Lord, is being given to us without hard and fast rules. There are so many hard and fast rules for chanting the Vedic mantras that we would be shocked, Prabhupada told us. He said, sometimes people said, well, I'm very conservative. But he said, I'm not so conservative. If I was completely conservative and gave you all the rules and regulations that you had to do to properly chant Vedic mantras and live like a brahmana, you'd go crazy. It would take you an hour and a half to do your Gayatri mantra. So this is the sound that came from the spiritual world. Hare Krishna mantra, according to Raghunath Das Goswami, was first chanted by Srimati Radharani in the topmost state of feeling of separation from Krishna. And then that sound came out of Krishna's flute as his flute sound. It went into the ear of Lord Brahma as the Maha Mantra and the Gayatri Mantra. But all of these mantras are contained within the Maha Mantra. Therefore, it is the most confidential mantra. It is the most important mantra. It is the most powerful mantra. Therefore, we should never take it for granted. So please study these parts. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 7, verses 71 through 91. Maja Leela, Chapter 15, text 108 and the verses around it. Very carefully. And review it. And keep reviewing it for the rest of your life. And there's so much more that I want to say, but there's not time. So, I'll leave it at that. We're here by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, by Narada Muni's mercy, by Vyasa Dev's mercy, by the mercy of all the parampara, that has brought us down, this unbroken sound. And we're sitting here. Lord Chaitanya came and delivered this Ma Mantra into the universe again to renew it. Not renew it exactly, but to revive it in the material world. And the quality of that sound was unlimitedly perfect, unlimitedly powerful. And we are sitting here because of that. Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, he is 11 persons only removed from Lord Chaitanya. And we are 12th. You can't get this mantra any other way. Neither can you get the Gayatri mantras that we chant in any other way. This is the empowerment. But from our side, it's not automatic. Yesham tvantikatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dandva moham nirmukta bhajantimam dridavrataha. To chant drida, strong, we have to become pure. To be pure, we have to follow these four regulative principles that we'll hear from our initiate very soon. So that's the process to receive the sound from the spiritual world through the disciplic succession. Very happy to welcome Bhakta Austin Meyer into this family. When you become initiated, it's so important that when you become initiated, Krishna himself says, I take that person as good as myself. As family. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ma Mantra ki jai.
His Holiness Kesava Bharatidas Goswami Maharaj jai.
Please, just for 1 minute, please chant the Ma Mantra. Where are Kirtaniyas? Whoever is capable, please come and sit down and chant. Quick,
don't hesitate.
Vrindavan Prabhu, could you play the drums? Or whoever's there, take it. Hare Krishna. I thought we just, after Maharaj's eloquent description of the Ma mantra, we might want to hear it a few times. I offer my respectful obeisances to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to my God brothers and God sisters who are here today, and to all of you. You're all Vaishnavas and therefore the most worshipable within the three worlds. Thank you, Keshav Bharti Maharaj, for being my friend for so many years. We started together in San Francisco in 1973, ended up in a Sankirtan van together, driving across the United States, getting out at various universities and other places and distributing books together, and there and in airports. And he's always been my friend and been the kindest person that I know, always offering Krishna consciousness with his full heart to everybody that he meets. So I feel very fortunate to be here in this place. In fact, I wouldn't be here at Govardhan Hill if it wasn't for him. Because of his and A.C. Krishna Maharaj's diligence in sitting in this place and making sure that the ashram was established, then we all have the facility to come here. And this is what Vaishnavas do. They organize their lives in such a way that other people can take to Krishna consciousness. They make a sacrifice. As we just heard the other day in the 8th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is this mood that Keshav Bharti Maharaj has, that A.C. Krishna Maharaj has, of making facility for others and taking some trouble upon oneself is the best way to worship Krishna. Shukadeva Goswami described how Lord Shiva drank an ocean of poison. Tapyante lokatapena sarva prayasojana parama aradanam tadi purushasyaki latmana. He says, the best way to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to take some austerity upon oneself to facilitate other people coming in contact with Krishna consciousness. Because such a person knows that Krishna is within the heart of every living being. And therefore, that's the altar upon which one should offer worship. So Maharaj has always been in this mood of worshiping Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through distribution of transcendental knowledge to others. And recently, he sat down tight in Houston, Texas, and has opened a recording studio where he's recording, speaking the Chaitanya Charitamrita into a microphone for posterity's sake so that any of us can listen to it again and again, all complete with Prabhupada's purports, and he'll go on to do the Srimad Bhagavatam and all of Prabhupada's books. So we pray on this day for his long life so that he may go on doing the work that he's doing. What's more, he took a vow a few years ago that he would just relax. He took a vow a few years ago. This is to make a point. Please sacrifice your own peace of mind for a minute. He made a vow several years ago that every day he would read out loud at least 41 pages of Srila Prabhupada's books. And just because of that, many people, including Austin, have come to Krishna consciousness. He's proving that the vibration that's in Srila Prabhupada's books is complete. It's not from this world. Tadvag visargo janatago viplavo yasmin prati shokam abadyavat yapi. Namanyanantasya yashonkitani yet shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sarva. Those who know the difference between material and spiritual sound vibrations know that the Srimad Bhagavatam is not from this world, it's from the spiritual world. So what do you think would happen if you set up in a room and you started reading Srimad Bhagavatam aloud to people who walk this off for the first time and hear this vibration? What do you think would happen? Well, we don't, because we have a double. He heard the vibration, he became attracted, and now he says, I want to surrender my life to Krishna, and that's just what he's doing. And that's the effect of reading aloud the Srimad Bhagavatam or the Bhagavad Gita. And that is essentially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Very loudly, Jive Doi Krishnadam Sarvadharmasar, to spread the holy names and the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita as loudly as possible through Kirtan Gita as loudly. Gita is the gateway to knowledge. Amani dvam adan vipam. The two first elements of understanding anything are to be humble and to be prideless. So this is the prerogative of those who are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to enter into this mood of Trinadapi Siniche now. In fact, this is Mahaprabhu says, hang this mantra around your neck as a garland and always keep that Shruti, look at Smriti, look at Pratyaksha, look at Aityam, look at all the sources of knowledge that figure out that the material world is not a very nice place. It's not permanent. And it's extremely disturbing. And then decide, I'm going somewhere else. So that's the decision of Diksha. I give myself to Krishna at Atma Samarpan, and I'm going to dedicate my life in that way. So, we have Bhakta Austin, who will be Bhakta Austin. Krishna consciousness for many years. She's a teacher, and she teaches Krishna consciousness. Her sister is also a stalwart devotee, Shraddha Devi Dasi. You might know her at ISKCON of Silicon Valley as her sister. They have been practicing Krishna consciousness together over many years. And Maharaj is saying this is a dynasty. And that's true. Many families where everybody in the family seems to be a leader in Krishna consciousness. It's very much wanted in Krishna in Lord
So it's possible to be humble to a fault. And he's humble to a fault to Austin, but he's very humble. So humble that it's hard for him to approach. Am I saying the wrong thing? Am I saying true? Is it true? Is it true? It's true. So a little hard to approach somebody when he's very humble and hesitate to even ask. And one day he asked me,
be able to have proof that they were initiated, and this shows that you were initiated this spot at Govardhan Hill. Do you have anything you want to share? No, not right now. So I'm very happy to bestow upon you this Diksha initiation today. Please always stay tightly connected with the holy names and with the process of Krishna consciousness and reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Thank you very much. Subhangi Radha Devi Dasi Ki. Hare Krishna. Gopal Champu Prabhu.
initiated as a Brahman. So this will really help me in my life to perfect my chanting, to overcome the modes of material nature, to fix me in transcendence, so by purifying my consciousness, so that I will be able to concentrate on the holy name.
We pray to Srila Prabhupada, Giriraj, and all the assembled Vaishnavas that they will give their special blessings to you to continue. Please keep it carefully. And common thread, don't open it because you'll get it all tangled up. I'll teach you how to open it later. Thank you very much. His Grace Sudhir Madhava Prabhu Ki Jai. And yeah, I'll give it to Gopal Champu Prabhu in just a minute. But I shortchanged Subhangi Radha. Just tell us why you're attracted to come to Krishna consciousness. We didn't get anything from you because I just rushed through it. So we just want to hear your realization. Why to
ओम अग्निमीरे पुरोहितं जस्य देवं ऋत्विजं होतारं रक्तदाता मम हरिः ओम ईशे तो जे तो वायवस्तो वायवस्तो प्राप्यतु शेषमाय हरिः ओम अग्ने आयित्ये आनुपात्ये निहोता षष्ठी
Shibai Shabana Videvi Daitai Kripadaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Ne Prabhave Namaha Madhurya Jvari Madhya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gora Karuna Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shimurtai Dhanatarane Hare Krishna. Dear Srila Prabhupada, Giriraj Maharaj, all the assembled Vaishnavas, we are praying that you will please empower all the devotees around the world to expand the Krishna movement through the mass distribution of transcendental literature, holy names, and prasadam. Most particularly, we're mentioning the names of those who
Natcheri Armarman. Natcheri Armarman. Natcheri Armarman. Hey! Natcheri Armarman. Natcheri Armarman. Natcheri Armarman. Natcheri Armarman. Natcheri Armarman.